Well, I guess let's just go back to some more of your earlier life.
Oh, okay.
Some more pleasant memories, hopefully.
All right.
Okay, why don't you describe high school? What kind of clothes did you wear, and what did you do on dates and stuff?
Well, I wouldn't categorize my childhood as being a very good one, actually, at all, in fact. In terms of clothes, we could wear blue jeans, Levi's, actually. Of course, back then they were $4 a pair. A little more expensive now.
Mm-hmm.
But no drugs, beer, you know, try to sneak a beer every now and then, those kind of things. I wasn't a good student. I wasn't a bad student when I was in school. I didn't go to school a whole lot. I don't guess back then they counted the days you missed. Of course, I don't know. My childhood was spent having, for lack of a better word, having a every other month father. My father worked on the river. And he would work like 30 days and be gone that 30 days and then come home 30 days. And he would lose it up. And, he's an alcoholic. He's been to rehab or whatever it is that they go to. And spent a large part of my childhood fighting, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't into trouble with the police, but I seem to always be into a little bit of trouble every now and then at school or something. And it wasn't fighting, it was something else. So, I don't know if I just had a lot of anger in me or what. Anyway, I made average grades. I could have done better. I could have made good grades, probably. My parents, both seventh grade education, that's as far as they went to school. I wasn't encouraged to do anything but pass in school, never to exceed. I played sports some. I swam. I ran track, I think, for 4 years. And played football a couple, 3 years. And I played baseball, but not in high school. I quit playing baseball when I was about 12. When I learned I could go around and sneak a beer, it was more appealing to me. So, but anyway, I look back on my childhood and it could have been a hell of a lot better, actually, than what it was. I spent a lot of time fighting my father and worrying about my mother a lot, getting beat up by him and those kinds of things. And that went on up until I went to the Marine Corps. I think that was a driving force to get me out of the house. I don't know. But anyway, that's kind of what my childhood was like. I didn't really enjoy school. I was too busy trying to skip school
and not get caught.
Rather than go to school. So anyway, I didn't have an ideal childhood, to say the very least. I don't think anyone does. Mine was one I would never subject my children to, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. All right, let's see. Can you describe, like, social etiquette between the 50s and 60s as compared to now? Is there a big difference? I'm sure there is. Might be hard to explain, but...
Social etiquette in terms of... in terms of children or young adults, just being polite and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous difference. When I was raised, And you know, as a parent, we tend to raise our children, fortunately or not, kind of the way we were raised. By that I mean you pick up a lot of things from your parents in terms of how they raised you. Don't do this, do this, do that, and all that sort of stuff. I guess the one thing, if I didn't learn anything else in growing up, was to, I could fend for myself. I wasn't afraid of anything, really. But I learned that I better say yes, sir, and no, sir. And yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, to my mother and father, mm-hmm. and adults, and people older than me. Because if I couldn't be anything else in life, I was always told that I could be blocked.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always remembered that. And I've tried to instill that same thing in my own children. You know, you can be dumb as a nail, but it doesn't mean you have to be impolite or disrespectful to others.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say there's a tremendous amount of difference. I, for one, nowadays, very taken and even very, very short-tempered with rude young adults,
mm-hmm.
to the point of I'll slap them if they mess. I won't put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to put up with it. They will not. People talking to me like I'm some kind of idiot or something because they were raised to be disrespectful and raised not to have any regard for someone else's property and just.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a stickler for that, and I just think, I really believe that people should treat folks the way they would like to be treated. Now, if you want to be treated ugly, then that's how you should treat people. So, you know, there's a tremendous difference between social etiquette. I'm not even sure etiquette is a part of the vocabulary nowadays. I really mean that. I go out in public and...
You wonder where these children were raised?
Hey, they weren't raised. They were just let go.
That's what my mom always talks about.
They were just let go. They just, you know, I get off on a tangent for a second, and then I'll shut up. One of the greatest disservices ever done in this country for both women and children, young adults, women, men coming up, was the doing away with the draft. I honestly believe that had the draft been left in place, I really think it would have ended up saving more young adults that are uneducated, dropouts, would have forced them to go and receive 2 years of discipline where they didn't get it otherwise. I think it would have kept them off the streets. I think crime would be lower. I think the use of drugs would be less. I think it would have made them responsible adults, a portion of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of that, we would have had probably the need for less prisons, perhaps, or certainly we would not have the need to build more prisons to house more trash. And to get off on another tangent, I have no sympathy whatsoever with child molesters, rapists, and those kinds of people. I think they should just shoot them and not waste taxpayers' money on them. Let's put the
mm-hmm.
money to better use. That's just the way I feel about it. I'm a firm believer in capital punishment.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can be a deterrent to crime. That's way off of what you may have asked me.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, I share some of the same views. studies I've read about child molesters and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Oh,
they put them in prison or
let them out
in these rehab programs. It doesn't change anything.
Changes.
There's something inside of them that
absolutely.
Just, if they do it once,
absolutely.
They're bound to do it again.
Absolutely.
But let's see. Okay, now we can kind of talk about present life.
Okay,
like what kind of... Well, I want to ask one more question about the past. Okay, do you feel that you have a better life than your parents did? And if so, why? Because everybody says that each generation is supposed to be better than the last, that you're supposed to have a better life than your parents. Do you think that you have a better life than they did?
That's difficult to answer. If you're talking in terms of material things, the answer would be yes. But if you're talking in terms of emotional or just general happiness? I really couldn't answer that. The only reason being is that I would have to ask a similar question to my mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to answer that. I couldn't answer that. I mean, you know, I got a bigger house than my mother and daddy's ever thought about having. I've got, I make more money. You know, but when you ask someone, is it a better life? You know,
I guess it just depends what you want.
Depends on what you want out of life.
What you expect.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
I'm thankful for every day that I wake up. There's one thing that Vietnam taught me was that I love seeing the appearance of another day. The sun's always a friend. And I really feel that way about life. It always have. Since then, especially, it taught me a lot. It made me grow up much, much quicker than, in many respects, that maybe I needed or wanted to. Along with my childhood, I expect good things, responsible things out of my own children.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to be respectful of others and their properties. And I want them to be productive citizens. They don't have to be a lawyer or a doctor or any of that crap. But they need to work for a living and pay their way. That's what I expect out of them, to be productive citizens,
mm-hmm.
rather than living off the government and the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect a lot out of my children. I expect them to do the best they can do. And the best they can do is what they do, then nothing else matters to me.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about your children. Let's see. Okay, describe the things that fill your life now, like your job and family.
Well, my job certainly doesn't fill my life. I have, being on disability right now, having had the two heart attacks, as you know of, I haven't enjoyed my job for many, many years.
What exactly do you? I know you work for the.
I'm a manager.
Telephone company.
Yes, I support a 9-state area. Bell South Services. I support managerial people in the 9-state area for specific type of computer systems.
Mm-hmm.
It's very complicated. Very complicated. It's probably what made me have a heart attack. I don't know. But trying to learn too many computer systems at one time. But that's what I currently get paid for doing. I used to be an installer. I used to climb poles and put in telephones in residential homes and repair lines and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was promoted and moved to here in Birmingham. We're from Memphis, Tennessee, of course, and I was moved here in 1978. So, by the way, I was discharged out of the Marine Corps after being wounded. I was discharged January, let's see, I was wounded January the 9th, 1970, and I got out 18 months early out of the Marine Corps because of an order that came over, Marine Corps order came over that said, whoever went in the service at this time in 1968 could get out early, and if their MOS was this, and their rank is this, and I was an E-5 sergeant when mm-hmm. I got out. So, I spent 6 months in the hospital being wounded. I was wounded by a booby trap. It was a 60 mortar round, a little thing like you see on TV where they drop these things in a tube and it mm-hmm. blows up. That's what I was wounded.